Hello, it's Wednesday, the 29th of May, the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another Liberty Tactics Light Lean News. We got the ladies in the house tonight. There's myself, Lou Collins. There's the wonderful Catherine and the beautiful Christine over on the other side of the pond. All right, ladies, how was the weekend? It was, what was it? Was it not Patriots Day? Was it Veterans Day over this weekend?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Right, where we remember all those who gave all. And it was a very sobering weekend, but it was a very good weekend, very productive, got a lot done. And we are just marching on.
How was Wales over the weekend?
It was good. It was good. I actually got some work done, to be honest. I needed to get it done. I needed to work on my website. So Darren went out, he walked up the mountains with the dog, and Grace was doing her history work. Yeah, do you know what? It's quite a productive weekend.
And the blog's out. There is a new blog post. Catherine and I are going to be doing a show tomorrow. I'm also interviewing Kimberly Isherwood tomorrow as well. I don't know if Kat's going to join us for that, but Kat and I are going to do a show tomorrow on her blog post. We're going to touch on it briefly tonight. Before we start, if you do like the show and what we're doing and want us to get out there to do more, which is what we really, really want to do, if you'd like to buy us a coffee, we would really, really appreciate it. We don't do this cap in hand very often, but there are times when we do need to call for a bit of assistance, and that time is now. Right, that out of the way, let's get started with Kate Watch. Kat, any sign in Wales?
No, not here.
Alabama?
You know, I've looked from Alabama to Florida and haven't seen her anywhere.
Well, neither of us, neither are we here in England. But Concha Calleja has come out. Yesterday, this article was being reported. Concha Calleja was the first one to raise the alarm, other than Lou Collins. But Lou Collins did get her information from Concha Calleja. So she's missing. And Concha Calleja claims Princess Kate's condition is still very, very dire. So there's been no sign. We know the rise of... We know about the rise of Rose Hanbury. They have cancelled all their engagements to give way for the general election. They're supposed to be having a state visit, I think, from Japan. So we have to see how that goes. Some people have said there's no pictures, but I can't remember. I think it was Vanity Fair or somebody else were coming out with that Kate was spotted over the weekend. And obviously we've had the Daily Beast article last week saying that Kate is being looked after by her birth family, which was a very, very odd thing to put. When they say looking after the birth family, is the children there with her? We know the children at the moment haven't gone to school. And I've got a friend who has a friend of a friend, goes to this like squash club or something in Windsor. It's not squash, it's something else, but I can't remember what she called it. Anyway, apparently the children love this like squash type game, as does Kate. They never miss a week down at this club, and nobody has seen them since before Christmas. So we are now 5 months in, practically to the day Kate was last seen. So we're going to keep our eyes and ears out, see if anyone can dig her up from somewhere. Just watch this space. That's the end of Kate Watch. Kat, over to you.
Right, so Ada HD, we know the Drag Time Story Hour, drag queen, whatever, gets around reading stories in libraries all across the UK and whatever. And the reason I'm just saying this now, we know the agenda, but if we don't do anything about it, and if people don't actually go and show, you know, sort of a presence there and show that we're not putting up with this grooming of our children, then it's not going to stop. So basically, kids in Gloucester libraries on Saturday the 1st of June, Listening, if you're near there, can you, you know, arrange for people to go, you know, sort of make yourselves known, but peacefully, you know, there's no violence need to be had at all here. You just need to make your presence known and the fact that we're not standing for this. I think one of them, hang on, I can't even, Quedgeley Library at 11:30 till 12:30, then Gloucester Library at 1:30 till 2:30, and then Hatherley Library 3:30 till 4:30. So that's three different libraries in the Gloucester area. And I know that on the 9th, which is a week, it's on a Sunday, so it's a week Sunday, Wolverhampton is the other place. I'm not quite sure of the name of the library there, but I know that one has actually had a bit of interest, and I know that people interest is in obviously going to oppose it. I know that that's been shared around quite a lot. So yeah, just keep your eye, guys. It's only going to work if we're actually acting on it, right? It's all well and good moaning about it on Facebook and whatever else, but we've got to act on this. Otherwise, absolutely nothing's going to stop.
Yeah.
The other thing, bit of good news. I was, do you know what? I was actually really pleased to see this post, and it was a picture of our Matt Letizia, and he's obviously been at some football match, I presume. And you know, somebody had taken a photo of him, and then you know, had his name, and then underneath they'd written like, I think it was, thinks 5G make turns the frogs gay or something like that, and they had posted it on this page, which have, you know, they've got like 150,000 followers or whatever, in an attempt obviously to mock Matt. However, when you look at the comment section, it's just gold. You know, there's thousands of comments on the thread, but you know, I was reading the top ones, which had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of reactions on these comments about how amazing he is and how much that he was the one who didn't follow the narrative, and he was prepared to lose his job for the truth, and how much he's spoken out or whatever. So it completely backfired on whoever posted that post, to try and, you know, sort of mock him and you know, make him look stupid. It completely backfired. And actually, I don't know about 5G, but I know that atrazine, which is an herbicide, actually does cause reproductive issues and hormone imbalances in frogs. That is actually true. So whether or not they got those mixed up, I do not know. But I just thought the whole trying to take the mick out of him completely backfired. And it was, you know, it was like refreshing to read those comments, you know. And because obviously we've interviewed him a couple of times. I know you've met him as well, Lou. On another occasion. And you know, he is
a couple occasions now. He's been... Yeah, I've met him on three different occasions now, and he, you know, he's more than happy to come on the show. We'll get him back on, actually. He's a really good guy. Him and Clive Takala are actually doing a talk in Southampton in a few weeks' time. But yeah. I'll give you a little promotion of that nearer the time. But yeah, he's a really
he's a
good
great
man.
Guy. You know, at the end of the day, he was willing to speak out, and he did, and he didn't give a shit.
And he came
on
the cast-a-thon, and he supported us on that.
Yeah, he did, you know, so, you know, I won't have a bad word said about it, to be fair, you know, but it was lovely to see. It was lovely to just see, actually, people are seeing through this, you know. I know that there's a lot of bots on Facebook as well, isn't it, and other platforms, I'm sure. I only use Facebook, but I know a lot of the crap that we see, you know, like where they're, you know, the woke agenda and whatever, a lot of that as well is an AI, do you know what I mean? So we think, gives the impression that most, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, are still in the dark type of thing. But in reality, they're not. You know, when you see things like that, it's just really refreshing. So that was my nice story. And my last one today, this is getting really quite ridiculous now, and just really authoritarian, totalitarian state-like, right? Schools in England send police to homes of absent pupils with threats to jail their parents. Heavy-handed crackdown ignores underlying reasons for failure to attend classes, say critics. Absolutely, and that's the bottom line there. Why are children not wanting to go to school? Right, that's what we should be looking at. Not go and threaten with jail. Threatens if you don't come to school, your parents are going to go to jail. There's a lot of children out there on the spectrum. There's a lot of children out there with mental health issues, right, who can't handle that system. And then you've got police turning up saying they're going to throw their parents in jail if they don't go back to school. What's that going to do? That's going to make them even more petrified and even more, you know, sort of not willing to go. So just read a little bit of this. Head teachers say they're now under intense pressure from the government to turn around the crisis in attendance, with a record 150,000 children at state schools classed as severely absent in 2022 to 2023. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that really interesting? Why is this such a crisis? It never used to be. From September, all state schools in England will have to share their attendance records every day with the Department of Education. But child psychologists and parent groups are warning that the push for full attendance is driving heavy-handed crackdowns at some schools and ignores the issues that often lie behind school refusal, including mental health problems, unmet special educational needs, bereavement, or the child being a carer. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lobbying support group for children who don't fit into conventional school models said, parents have told us about very strict schools actually forcing entry to their homes. Can you believe that? Forcing entry to their homes because their child hasn't attended school. Schools are turning up with community police. They are shouting at the stairs to highly anxious children, demanding that they come to school now. Right, guys, this is really, really,
this is bad.
Yeah, this is bad, right? Because obviously there's a reason, right? So Dr. Naomi Fisher, a child psychologist who specialises in trauma and autism, said, I've heard many times from parents about a child being told, if you don't come in, your mum or dad will go to prison. She describes this as the most terrible thing you can say to a child, I agree with her, and argues that this level of pressure will only increase their fear about school. Well, of course it will. You're going to go and threatening little kids that their mum or dad's going to prison because they won't go to school when they're suffering really badly in the system. Can you imagine what that could do to them?
Yeah.
That could actually tip these kids over the edge. Don't forget, a lot of these children mind are self-harming right now, right? The thought of being taught, of actually going into that classroom is making, this is serious. This is really serious. This is what they're actually resorting to. And again, what is it highlighting? It's highlighting the desperate need to get all these children back in the school system without looking at why these children are not in the school system in the first place. And that's my argument. Instead of trying to drag them in kicking and screaming, maybe look at the education system itself and see why. You know, that's where the issue lies, is in the school, you know. But I mean, we know exactly. The reason why, obviously. We know what.
Well, this leads on to what we're going to do a show, be doing and be talking in depth about this tomorrow in the show we're doing. But to do with that, boys porn, this is from the Evening Standard, London Evening Standard. Boys porn and the alarming way they talk about girls. A special investigation. 9 teenage boys aged 13 to 15 sat joking and laughing in their South London classroom. They're joshing, bellying a nervousness, trying to gauge how honest they should be. The question from the workshop moderator came up. How young were you when you first accessed pornography? The room went quiet. I saw it in primary school. I saw people having sex. I didn't really know what was going on, said one boy. I was sixth, braved a second, his voice yet to even break. My friends tricked me into it, said a third. The revelations kept coming. I was 10, I was 9, I was 12. Their vulnerability was poignant, but when asked how porn might affect how they relate to girls, they fidgeted, shrugged, and fell silent again. The discussion moved on to what appeared to be more comfortable territory, rating girls in their school. Most of us do it, said one boy. There was a clamour of agreement, rating categories including peng, leng or meedy, slang for attractive, sexy or ugly. Also popular was kiss, marry, kill and kiss, marry, smash, where smash means to have sex. And that was the highest in the rank. Kill was at the lowest. So this is continuing to go on. They'd gone to this talk to boys about what they felt about girls. And this is a study,
right? You can't blame them, right? As much as what they're doing is wrong, we can't blame them. This is my argument with it, right? When children are being given devices, and when you've got pornography is widely accessible, right? I keep saying to people, it doesn't matter how many blocks you put on it. It doesn't matter. If a child has got a smartphone, 100% they have seen pornography, because that's the intention for them to see it. Now, what are they watching? 6 years old, they're watching pornography. 90% of pornography is violent for a start, right? 90% of it. So they are watching from the age of six or younger or whatever, violent pornography. Now, with the biological reaction with that as well, which we'll talk about this in depth tomorrow, right? But this is what I've been screaming for such a long time. It's all well and good, you know, sort of bringing these things up, yet nobody, hardly anyone, wants to talk about what we do to change it. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that the only way to stop this creating this sort of bubble of society where young boys have got these, you know, the way they think about sex, the way they think about relationships, the only way to stop it is to get rid of the porn industry. And that, my friends, is, I would say, a nigh on impossible task. And that is why sometimes I sit here pulling my hair out, because I understand that it's absolutely futile until you take out the cause. And the cause of it is pornography. But we'll talk about that tomorrow on a deeper level.
Christine, do you want to weigh in? Christine, do you want to weigh in on this at all?
Yeah, you know, it's beyond disturbing, the damage that we are doing to generation after generation. And it has to stop. It absolutely has to stop. And the only way, you're right, 100% Kat, you've got to get rid of the porn industry. The only way you're going to get rid of the porn industry is to get rid of the satanic agenda behind it. Right? So it all comes from just this evil that has been unleashed on our world. And fortunately, I know, you know, God's going to do it. Like, I know he's going to do it. But at the same time, until he does, this is, we cannot just sit and say, well, it's happening. I mean, everybody has to get involved. Everybody has to get involved, and we can pray, we can shout this down, we can stand up, we can, you know, run for local offices, we can do whatever we can do to protect our children and our grandchildren. But right now, I think our most powerful and prominent, you know, war weapon is literally hitting our knees and fasting and praying for our nations, for this, and demanding that this evil go and that God moves. Because I saw on a prophecy watch, which is good news, yesterday from Diana Larkin, where she said that she received a message from God, and this is what he said, and it so relates to this. He said, I am flipping the tables. I am going to flip the tables of the money changers in a violent, sudden way. In our church, the government, business, media, and entertainment, I am flipping the tables of the money changers. I am restoring the stolen funds back to my people. One day you'll look for the evil, and the next day you won't see them. My kingdom sons and daughters will arise out of this chaos and partner with me to live lives to benefit others and to benefit others and of great peace and plenty. And then on May 23rd, she said she got a word saying fire and fury will now be seen, crash and burn. The kingpins will fall. The puppet masters will be exposed. I am smashing dark thrones and altars. So this is as dark a throne and altar as you can get, the pornography industry. And it feeds everything else that that word talks about. It's in the church, it's in the government, it's in business, it's in our media, it's in entertainment, it's in our schools. And he's about to move, and they're about to fall, and I believe that 100%. But the damage that this has already done to these kids is unreal.
Exactly. Well, this goes on. We've got another article. This one's from, again, The Standard. More than 300 million children a year are victims of online sexual exploitation and abuse, according to research. In what marks the first global estimate of the scale of the crisis, researchers at the University of Edinburgh found 1 in 8, or 12.6% of the world's children, have been victims of non-consensual talking, sharing, and exposure to sexual images and videos just in the past year, amounting to about 302 million children.
Yeah. So again, I'm actually glad that this article has come out, because I feel like I've been smashing my face against a brick wall for a couple of years on this now.
Exactly. And we're going to go real deep into this tomorrow and really, really strict it. But on the back of all this, this is out of Sky News about an hour ago. Four teenage boys arrested on suspicion of rape in Nottingham. Now, I'm sure the last rape case, or was that Nottingham or it was Liverpool? Do you remember not long ago there was that kid that was abused in a Morrison's car park? I think that might have been Nottingham as well.
That was not in them as well. I'm sure it was.
Yeah. And obviously, lots of bad things happened in Nottingham. You've got Mickey Summers, Beechwood House, obviously Mel as well. Mel Shaw, she was Nottingham. So four teenage boys have been arrested on suspicion of rape. Police said a young teenage girl reported a serious sexual assault on York Drive playing fields between 5:30 and 7 p.m. on the 25th of May. A fourth boy, 16, was arrested and remains in police custody. The teenager and her family are being supported by specially trained officers. And if anyone's got any more information, contact Inspector Charlotte Allen, Ellum, of Newark Police. So this is what's happening. We are going to see more and more and more of this, because they're giving a free pass away at school.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. They're watching the pornography and they're copying it. It's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. It's really not.
People are choosing to let it go straight over their head because they do not want to face this very, very uncomfortable truth. Because they
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, Kat and I will be delving more into this tomorrow. Diddy. Dear me. We could probably have a full-on 30-hour podcast-a-thon over this Diddy. It would fill easy a podcast-a-thon of 30 hours broadcasting quite easily. There's going to be a grand jury. It's official. They're starting to call in people to start testifying. There's going to be a grand jury. Arrest is imminent, I do believe. But Christine, what have you found out? Our hip-hop guru, Christine Miner.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, obviously, I've been out for a little while, and I apologize, but it was so needed, and I thank everybody for being patient. We have discovered some interesting connections, and I know these may not all be new to most people, but I just find when I went to start digging today, I was like, good grief, the connections. So we're going to start with Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, obviously her boyfriend, is Corey Gamble, who I believe is a CIA operative. They are connected to Lou Taylor, who is connected, or whose assistant is Robin Greenhill. Lou Taylor is the one that set up all the conservatorships for Britney Spears, and I think, gosh, there were many.
Courtney Love, they tried getting
Courtney
Lindsay
Love,
Lohan.
Lindsay, there you go. Thank you. So Robin Greenhill, her assistant, is the one that pays for all the sex workers. But get this, they pay for the sex workers on these parties, these Diddy freak offs, and all this stuff.
Oh, whoa. So they're paying.
They're paying the sex workers
I
out
didn't
of
know
a
this.
church slush fund, you guys. Hello, out of
This is
a
the church that Kris Jenner set up with Lou Taylor
I think
on the
so.
back of that Hillsong church, which was really dark to do with Justin Bieber.
Bieber, right. So I
Got it.
haven't had a
Okay.
chance to deep dive into this. So we're going to do a deep dive into this. But the connections instantly, I'm just like rolling my eyes, going, you gotta be kidding me. So, okay, Kim Kardashian, Chris's daughter, is being accused of being the VIP freak off girl at Diddy's sex parties.
That don't surprise me in the slightest. I don't think
Doesn't
that
surprise me at all.
I doubt Kat did, like, can argue on that one.
Right. So Lou Taylor, has TriStar. And out of TriStar, Khloe and Kylie Kardashian both got loans for multi-million dollar homes. Again, does this all come out of that church slush fund? Sam
Well, the Church
Lufty.
Slush Fund, I think, is the way they can get, because it's a non-profit, they're not getting taxed on it. So I
Right.
think the Kardashians can donate to it. It's a very easy way, I suppose. What would you call it? Money laundering?
It is money laundering. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you've got TD Jakes in the mix. You've got JD, Sean Carter. You've got, you said Bieber and Lohan. Cardi B, also a CIA plant, replaced Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj was arrested when she was leaving a concert in the Netherlands over the weekend. She was live streaming it.
I saw that.
They pulled her out of her thing. They pulled her out of her the bags had already gone to the airport, apparently. Her bags had gone to the airport. She'd apparently sacked her manager, tour manager or something, a couple of days beforehand. She was due to come to London straight from the Netherlands. The Netherlands police, and she's gobbing back at them and filming them. They asked her to stop recording as thinking that she's still in America, where you guys have got unbelievable free speech. I mean, we can't say a thing to police officers and they'll accuse us of being aggressive and they'll arrest you. Whereas in over there, you can swear, you can F, you can blind at police officers, free speech. But obviously, Cardi B is gobbing off to these Netherlands police, and it was to do with substances. Apparently, it was just marijuana, but they had to wait for somebody to come in and weigh exactly how much marijuana was in the pre-rolled joints, apparently, she had.
Wow.
So I don't really know any more of that. Nicki Minaj has coming out over years and years to say about these different split personalities that she's got. We're talking back in 20. I can remember James and I watching it, probably 2015, an interview when these different characters come through that she's summoning up, which is obviously the demons that are all stuck inside of her.
Well, that's the same thing that Jay-Z's, what's her name?
Beyonce, yeah, she has Sasha Fierce.
Beyonce. Right. Same
Apparently, Nicki
thing.
Minaj has about 15 of them.
Yeah, demons. You're absolutely right. So it was interesting because, and I put the videos that I watched in the link here, but the handlers, Kanye was talking about all these handlers, Corey Gamble, and he even brought up Steve Harvey. He said, I think that this money is actually coming from like the DuPont family. And I went, what? So,
Oh, the DuPont.
hey, now we're
Wow.
getting
Okay.
somewhere, aren't we? Yeah, well, the DuPont family, as you know, is worth $18.1 billion. they're one of our 13 bloodline families. So yeah, I think we need to really dive deep into this, and we will do that. I'll have that ready when you get back, Lou. We'll do that. But the other thing that I found so interesting when I started looking at stuff outside of Diddy was the freak out that Robert De Niro had over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to come on to that Trump trial and what's going on.
Goodness.
I know, I watched it.
He's cracking me up. I mean, bless his heart. He was trying so hard to be the tough guy, and he was getting shouted down in the streets of America. He could not walk through the streets. He's trying to trash Trump, and he's got thousands of people around him trashing him. I mean, they would not sit down. They would not shut up. He couldn't. And I love it because Q said there will come a day where they will not be able to walk down the street. And we're beginning to see it. Yeah, we are beginning to see it. So I love that that's happening. And
where are we with the Trump trial? Where are we? Because I think they've gone away to deliberate now. And I did see Trump made some comment, and I wondered, I'd love to know what the inside meaning, because we know how evil Mother Teresa was.
Oh, right, I saw that.
And he came out with a statement that Mother Teresa couldn't, because they're just making it up as they're going along. They've got a gag order on that. He's not allowed to speak or say a word in court. And then you can hear people in the audience or the journalists are out there shouting things out, waiting for him to kind of lose it. It is absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. And there is no case. They asked them, what are you actually, like the lawyers, what are they charging him for? They don't know. There is nothing. There is no case.
No, there is zero case. However, I do believe that they will do everything in their power to make sure he sees jail. And as soon as they do that, all hell's going to break loose. America will stand like you have never seen before, and that will be the end. If we have
it out there. I wonder if that whole reference to Dunn in 30,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's what it could relate to, because we're still waiting for it'll be Dunn in 30.
Right. So, right.
I don't know. Kat, what's your thought? Because I saw you unmute when we're talking about DuPont. What you got on the DuPont family, Kat?
Oh no, I was just listening. I just know that they're very influential, and they're obviously one of the, you know, one of those dodgy families. So it was just interesting. Really? I was just listening to you talk. I was, but do you know what? You've probably both seen this in the leaked court documents, Cassie's, right? Oh God, it's disgusting. I don't know if I've already mentioned this, but anyway, I provided Diddy with my monthly show, which they at their parties. How sick and twisted. So basically, okay, she provided her period blood.
Is she actually confirming that? Because somebody came out claiming that Cassie confided in her that she had to give the flow. But people who know say no one has ever heard of this woman. No one's heard of the woman claiming it.
I think she, I don't know. Like I say, it's just come up on my thing now. I haven't looked, but I think it was like a forced thing. I don't think she wanted to or whatever. But
no, no. But I was just saying, the woman that said it, only because I heard it, and I was like, this is absolutely just what the hell.
I mean, it's not unsurprising, and because they're sick, twisted evildoers. Do you know what I mean? But it's just, do you know what I mean? It is sick. And I tell you what else I saw, and I don't know how true it is. It just came up on Facebook. Justin Bieber's mother recently came out, and she's jumping on the bandwagon a bit and saying what Usher and Diddy did to her son when he was about 14 or something was absolutely disgusting and blah blah blah. Well, does she know about this back then? Is it only now she's coming out and saying it? Why would she do that?
She was under complete control of the church at the time.
And that Hillsong church. Yeah, the Hillsong church
is the one that had control of him and her. They controlled both of them. Very young, and I think she was, I personally think she was very young and naive.
I just wish she'd come out sooner. It's just sad that it's had to take this exposure for her to come and say this.
It could be a fear thing. We don't know. Do you know what I mean? It could be like, are they going to kill me if I say anything? We don't know.
But it's your son. It's your son.
Exactly. It's your son, isn't it? And that takes that just takes all of it. You know, you would say something. So yeah, I didn't see anything much on it, just that it had come up on my news feed. And I just wondered what the deal was with that, really.
Yeah. Well, there are now 7 cases against him, and the grand jury is coming. Arrest is going to be imminent. That's the point. Last night, I saw the most disturbing thing. Do you remember that Orlando Brown? He's coming in and did he gave him a goosh gash. Do you know the one he had the comb? He had like the afro comb and he had the comb in the air and he gave this bizarre interview that Diddy gave him the bush gash kish gosh kish. Do you know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
No. Christine, you must know. She is the hip hop expert, but she's on.
I don't. I'm trying to think of
Orlando Brown. You'll know when you see him. Well, he was on a TikTok live, and it was only because somebody was streaming it saying Orlando Brown is on now, and he is bawling his eyes out, snot bubbles coming out of his nose, that they're going to arrest Diddy. And what's he going to do? Is his best friend, man. And he, like, people are saying, what are you on, mate? You need some help. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He was live doing that. Like, I don't know what the hell the guy was on. But he was doing this over live stream, this Orlando Brown. And I don't know what's going on there, because he's obviously a victim of Diddy's. Very, very weird carry on that was last night. I don't know what he was on. I don't know, but I've never seen anything like that before. Grown man, like, sobbing with this. Ugh. What a mess. I'll try and find that that link and I will post it down below.
Excellent. Well,
there is some good news. Going to close on this. And I'm going to try and find this book and I'm going to link it below. And maybe somebody can take it into school and slot it into the classroom. Take it to school and slot it into their library. It's called She Is She.
I love this book.
Yeah, she is not he. She is a mother, not a father. She is a daughter. She's not a son. She's a grandmother. It's a beautiful book. It's non-woke. I'm going to link this book. And this is what we want to see. And there's also more and more homeschool groups seem to be opening up on Facebook, with lots of parents getting involved. You know, if you're not sure, you know, you've got your career to think of, you're not sure about homeschooling, how will they cope? Go and have a look around. There are so many homeschooling groups just popping up all over the country now. And this is, I think, what's needed. It's a mass exodus. We've got to send the message that you've had our children, no more. No more. You're not having it. And as I said the other day, I haven't heard back. I know what my MP, Mr. Magnall, Conservatives, again, it's the same old story. What do you think of RSC? It's very important in these times, as long as it's age appropriate and they learn about consent. Wrong answer. Yeah. So I've had a letter back from the Greens. The Greens are in exactly the same. No, not the Greens, the Liberal Democrats. They're in the same. I've not yet heard from Labour or the Greens. And my next thing is to get in touch with the Independents. So if you want to send a quick email to your MP, it will take you under 5 minutes. Ask them what they think about RSC education. Then let us know their reply. And then we, as we run up to the election, we are going to be able to go through and look at all of the areas to see who supports the grooming of children and is going to be representing us in Parliament and who doesn't.
Yeah. So,
that's it for tonight. I'm going to be back with Kimberly Isherwood tomorrow. Kat and I are going to be back tomorrow to do a Children First episode. Christine, are we doing a prophecy watch tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. We have got a lot. I am excited. God is moving and he is not backing up. That's for sure. He's not shaking. He's not biting his fingernails. He knows that he knows. He won and so do we. And I'm excited about that. So let's do it.
So there you go. Three shows. And there's a possibility that we might be able to start bringing you the news live on a podcast, on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking into this, but it will make life so much easier for me if we did that. And as soon as I can sort my broadband out, we will hopefully be doing live shows on the regular. So anywho, that's it for tonight. Catherine, final words, please.
Yeah, I'm just listening out for this deep dive into the pornography for tomorrow, guys, because, you know, the couple of things that we've mentioned here tonight and, you know, about the online grooming as well and about those young lads and, you know, rape it. This is so important. And I understand that it's a very uncomfortable subject. I know that. And, you know, people who have read my blog on pornography would say the same as well. I don't even know how many people would get all the way through it if that uncomfortable. But if we do not face these things head on, honestly, this is getting worse and worse and worse day by day by day. So keep an eye out for that, guys, and share it as far and as wide as you possibly can on all of your social media platforms, because I know how big the sex industry is. I know how powerful the pornography industry is, and it's going to take some smashing down, I can assure you of that. So, and the only way we can do it really is by, you know, educating people on it so that they stop, because at the moment the demand is there, see, and as long as the demand is there, the pornography will be there. And like I say, we know how much money it generates, we know what it does to the children, we know your sex trafficking, your child trafficking is all connected. So yeah, listen out for that, guys, but enjoy the rest of your evening.
Christine.
Well, happy to be back and excited for what's coming tomorrow. I think we've got a lot of great things coming out. 100% agree with Kat. It is time to educate yourself and others about the sheer evil and damage that pornography is doing, not only to our children, to your marriages, to your own mental state. It's beyond evil. So yeah, we've got to stand.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to link Kat's latest blog post under the show notes. I will also be doing an article and that will go up with the show tomorrow on this. You can get to Kat's website via Liberty Tactics. It's the top thing on the right hand side. You'll see the picture of the blue pill or the red pill. Click that and that'll take you directly to Catherine's blog. That's it. If you'd like to support us, please think about buying us a coffee. We'd very much appreciate it. And we will be back tomorrow. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Q Team Awesome on Truth Social for Christine. Liberty Tactics on TikTok for Jason Nota, who's going to be back in the next week. He's just so snowed under at the moment and stressed out. He's got to get his corner in order and he will be back. But he is, if you want to get in touch with him, you can get in touch with him on TikTok. LibertyTactics.co.uk. God bless. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, all.